You're listening to
The Marne Report.
Hi, Ford Stewart and Hunter Army Airfield. Kelsey here, back with another edition of the Marne Report podcast. Today, I'm joined by our special guest, Command Sergeant Major Marcus Marzette, who is the Fort Stewart Garrison Command Sergeant Major. Today, we're going to talk about leadership and get to know him a little bit better. Thank you so much for joining me, sir. How are you doing?
I'm doing well, Kelsey. Blessed to be here. Another opportunity to be able to, dialogue and just, speak about our great Army and leadership and its many challenges.
Exactly, yeah. So you officially came on board a little over a month ago. Where were you before that, and what was your last position?
So, interesting fact. I actually PCS twice within 1 year.
Oh, wow.
So I arrived to Joint Base Lewis-McChord April of 2024, where I was assigned as the 364th BEB Command Sergeant Major. So it was my second stint at being a battalion command sergeant's major. And lo and behold, November of 2024, I find myself transitioning across the country. So I literally went from coast to coast from Joint Base Lewis-McChord, and now I'm here as the Fort Stewart Garrison Command Sergeant's Major.
Awesome. So before you took that assignment, or this assignment, I would say, from your perspective, what did you think a garrison CSM did?
So from my perspective, I thought that the Garrison Command Sergeant's Major was the, the linchpin or the voice of the civilian community, the different directorates that support the installation. And I also thought that the Garrison Command Sergeant Major was like the face of the installation. You know what I mean? So when they're dealing with, the different partners and the agencies outside of the installation, I felt like that, that Garrison Command Sergeant Major represented, whatever installation it was that they were serving in. So yeah, that's basically my take on it.
Has any of that changed or?
No, not really. I tell you, I've been drinking through a water hose, which is fine. I'm always up for a challenge, but just me being able to experience discovery learning and learning something new each and every day, being able to meet some wonderful people, some great people, and to, directly contribute and have an impact, whether it's for a retiree or a family member, like that means a lot, And then, when you're having a bad day and you're able to, make somebody smile or, somebody tell you, hey, I really appreciate you, stopping by, it means a lot. It kind of mends things for you a little bit. So yeah.
You said it just now, and then also you said it during your assumption of responsibility. You said you wanted to act as a linchpin for the garrison and its community. Can you expand upon that and what you mean by that more?
So basically, I want to be the voice. I want to be the voice to the garrison commander on issues or concerns, that affect our soldiers, their families, our retirees. Basically, if you have a part or a place of duty here, or you work here, part of the workforce here on Fort Stewart, and also Hunter Army Airfield. I want to be that voice, just basically be an extension of the commander. When he's not there, I'm able, to cover down. So we basically divide and conquer, but I am also still messaging, the same thing that the commander would if he was not there. So I'm messaging the same thing and, bridging the gap. So, hey, if there's something going on at the PX that needs some attention, hey, I'm there. So, I'm representing, the garrison. I'm also imposing and upholding the standards, that have been given to me by the senior commander, General Norrie, and Command Sergeant Major Reffer. So, it sounds like a lot. It sounds like a mouthful. But, hey, that's what I get paid for. That's what I love to do. That's what I signed up for. So I am absolutely excited. I'm pumped up. I'm a real motivational guy.
I can tell, yeah.
I don't like to use the word motivation. I like to use it, but I really don't. I like to use the word dedicated. I'm dedicated to this. I really feel that this was my purpose in life. I was born to do this. So I'm going to give it my all. So yeah.
We need that energy. I like that. So I can tell you're excited about the role. Is there anything in particular that really just kind of grabs your attention that you're excited about for this role?
I think that the biggest thing for me is actually understanding like how so many people, whether they're in uniform or outside of uniform, how they contribute, you know, to the installation and just making sure that everything functions and flows the way that it used to.
Yeah.
Or that it needs to, excuse me. I mean, it just amazes me, you know, and a prime example for me, I was able to see that firsthand. So my first week here, man, we got hit with a major snow ice storm. And so I was able to see how the different directorates, how the different agencies all came together as one team. And we were all striving for the same thing, the safety of our service members, making sure we over communicate. And if there was an issue that arose, you know, we were also there to pick one another up and to take care of one another. I mean, that's the best. That's like family. You know what I mean? Just outside of the Army, like that's family. So I was really appreciative of that. And I was able to see that firsthand, like, wow, this is something special, man. And I'm a part of that now. So I got a lot of, you know, I got to uphold it. You know, yeah. Kelsey, I got to be on my game. You know what I mean? So, but I'm really excited about it. It means a lot.
No, garrisons are very interesting. This is my first garrison I worked at. And trying to understand and explain to people, I'm just like, it's a city. Imagine that my commander is the mayor and I'm just helping the city move along every day. That's the best way I can describe it. Now I want to switch over to some more personal questions. Just so our community and everybody can get to know you better. You've been in the military for over 25 years.
Yes.
And kind of what is your leadership philosophy and how has it changed over time?
So I tell you, that is a very broad question. You know, you can answer that in so many ways. But as for me, I think that, you know, I'm a leader who's still willing to be led. I'm a leader who still continues to serve. So I know that I'm at this capacity. I'm at this level, you know, as a senior enlisted advisor for Fort Stewart. But I'm still willing to serve. And I'm humbled by that. So just having the opportunity to continue to serve means so much to me, you know, and I tell a lot of people that I interact with and that I talk to, you know, I serve in the capacity of two armies, you know, and that's the United States Army and the Army of the Lord, you know, so I keep those things at the forefront of everything that I do, and it means so much to me, and I want to give it my all and give it my best. So, you know, these past, you know, 27th year, I'm rolling, like, I'm right there at the doorstep of my 27th year of service. And, you know, I'm still excited. You know, I still love what I do. Don't get me wrong now. I've had my discussions with myself, like, man, I think it's time for me to slap the table and, you know, retire. But, you know, what leader, in my opinion, what leader does not have those discussions with themselves? Because not every day is going to be perfect. But when you find that thing that drives you, you know, and for me, it's just the love, you know, just the love of the Army, you know, just the love of me, you know, being in the role and the capacity that I'm in, it keeps me going. It's the dedication, Kelsey. That's what it is.
Exactly.
It's the dedication.
I can definitely tell you're passionate about what you do. Yes. So have you read any good books lately, or like what can I find on your nightstand?
So this is a true fact about me. I'm not a big reader. I will do, check it out. I will do audio books. I would do that every day, all day. You know,
okay.
I'll do audio books. You know, I do a lot of reading just on like, you know, self-improvement. I like to read about shared understandings, lessons learned, things of that nature. Of course, I read my Bible. But, you know, I do a lot of audio stuff. I do a lot of, you know, just YouTube videos, you know, just listening to different podcasts and, you know, Carla Harris and, you know, Simon Sinek and, you know, things of that nature. So things that I feel like help empower me and give me and enlighten my understanding. That's what I am. I mean, I just can't open up a book and sit at a table and start reading. I fall asleep. I mean, that's just me. But
hey, at least you have audiobooks and podcasts and things like that.
Yeah.
There are a lot of sports fans here on Fort Stewart. Do you have any teams?
Oh, absolutely. I am an LSU Tiger. Go Tigers, LSU all day, every day. I'm from Alexandria, Pineville, Louisiana. So when you start talking about sports, I am an LSU Tiger. I feel like I can go start at linebacker for the LSU Tigers right now. That's how much I love my Tigers. Go Tigers. But yeah, I love LSU. I love the New Orleans Saints. I mean, we're down right now, but hey, we on the rebound. We're coming back up. We just got to rebuild, refit. We'll be all right. I love the LA Lakers. It's a basketball team. I also like the Pelicans. So, I'm a country kid, man. I'm a country boy. Louisiana's my home. That's what I do. So, yeah.
I kind of figured, but I still thought I would ask. This installation is full of young families, so and you help represent them. Do you have any kids or grandkids yourself?
So I have no grandchildren. I have 5 adults, and I say that respectfully. I say that, you know, with all sincerity and, you know, just gratitude in my heart. But yes, I have 3 boys and 2 girls. You know, they're all adults, and I'm super proud of them. I can't be, you know, more grateful and thankful. They're still learning. They're still, you know, me and my wife, we're slowly finding out that, you know, we thought that we had to spend a lot of time with them as they were growing up, and which you do, rightfully so. But, you know, once they become adults, you know, you have to be even more engaged. So
I feel that. I call my parents all the time. Like, at first, like, when you're a teenager, you're like, oh, my parents don't want anything. And then as soon as I go into college and, like, a young adult, I'm like, so what's a Roth IRA? Or, like, how do I set up this? Right. What are my taxes? When you aren't busy being the CSM for Fort Stewart, what else do you like to do? What are you doing in your free time?
So in my free time, I spend a lot of time with my best friend, which is my wife. we do everything together, whether it's watching movies, you know, having baking competitions at the house. You know, I mean, we're very competitive by nature. I can tell you that right now we have a air hockey tournament between her and myself. So right now I'm
who's
up 3
winning?
I'm up 3-1.
Okay.
I'm up 3-1. That's right. I'm holding the crown. So, but yeah, that's my best friend. I spend a lot of time with her. You know, and I like to, like, you know, do things, you know, smoke meat. I like to do, you know, boils and stuff like that, and, you know, cook. But yeah, it's just really spending time with my best bud, man. She's been with me, you know, through the thick and thin, the rough times, you know, the good, the bad, the ugly. So she hold me down, she got my back, and I got hers for life.
I love that. I have to ask, as a fellow baker, what is your go-to thing to bake?
So my go-to thing to bake is either homemade cookies, biscuits, or I like to do cakes.
Ooh.
Yeah, I like to do layered cakes. You know, give me a little Duncan Hines, some, you know, some flour, some sugar. And, hey, I'll do my thing, man. You know, make sure.
Can we expect a cake in the future?
Yeah, I'll do a little something. I'll do a little something for y'all. I'll do a little something, but I just got to make sure, you know, I ain't contributing to, you know, you guys with your weight goals and stuff like that.
Oh, my gosh.
So,
yeah. My last question is more about reflection.
Okay.
If you could go back in time, what would you tell Private Marzette?
I would probably tell Private Marzette, hey, be patient, man. Be patient. Trust the process. Keep God first. Everything and everybody that comes in your life is for a reason. It may be for a season, but just trust the process, man. Enjoy where you are. Be great at the level that you're on, whether that's specialist. I'm sorry. Whether that's specialist, staff sergeant, first sergeant, command sergeant's major, you know. Just be great at the level you want. Enjoy it. It goes by super fast, you know. And yeah, I mean, that was a good question. You saved that one to the end for a reason. That was a real good question, Kelsey. It really was. But yeah, I'm just grateful and thankful.
I can tell. Thank you. Is there anything else you would like to add or share?
No. Just hey. Please, whatever you do, make sure you donate to AER. We got an AER campaign kicking off. Hey, you're going to see me out and about. But, you know, hey, you know, just for, you know, the Fort Stewart and Hunter Army Airfield community, thank you for embracing me. Thank you for accepting me. I look forward. I'm going to give you every drop of me, every bit. You know, Pilar and myself, we're super excited to be here. And, yeah, we just look forward to just working with everybody and being a blessing and seeing what we can contribute and help and continue to, you know, represent our great Army, because I love it. I'll love it forever. It's a part of me. It's a part of my fabric. And I was born and meant to do this. So, Yeah, that's it, Kelsey. I appreciate your time.
Thank you so much for your time. All right. Well, it's been wonderful getting to know you, sir. To stay up to date on Fort Stewart, please follow us on social media or check out the Fort Stewart webpage. Thank you so much, CSM Marzette. It's been an absolute pleasure talking with you. I'm Kelsey Stieber, and that concludes this episode of the Martin Report. See you next week.
The My Army Post app is your one-stop source for all things Fort Stewart, Hunter Army Airfield. With map at your fingertips, you'll never miss out on upcoming events, installation updates, facility and gate information, weather, shopping, and so much more. My Army Post is free from your phone's app store. Download today.